Test 2. I am going to give you the instructions for this test. I shall introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1.
You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C.
Question 1. You need to see a doctor urgently. You telephone a surgery and hear this answer phone message. You have reached the East Street Surgery answering service. Doctors Marsh, Green and Clifford are not available for consultation at this time. If you urgently need to see a doctor, dial Reading 622 909 for Drs. Smith and Parker, or go to 217 George Street. If you wish to leave a message at this surgery, please speak after the tone. You have reached the East Street Surgery answering service. Drs. Marsh, Green and Clifford are not available for consultation at this time. If you urgently need to see a doctor, dial Reading 622 909 for Drs. Smith and Parker, or go to 217 George Street. If you wish to leave a message at this surgery, please speak after the tone. Question 2. You hear part of a news broadcast on TV about an accident at a chemical factory.
It's been 3 hours since the first casualties were brought out, and we have been informed that there are many more victims still inside the compound. Looking through the chain link fence, I can see the head of one body lying on the ground, only 100 yards or so from where I'm standing. Even the grass at my feet was badly scorched by the blast. All the bodies so far have been taken to a nearby town for identification. So far, no effort has been made to cap the leaking column, but we have been informed that a team of German scientists are on there. It's been 3 hours since the first casualties were brought out, and we have been informed that there are many more victims still inside the compound. Looking through the chain link fence, I can see the head of one body lying on the ground, only 100 yards or so from where I'm standing. Even the grass at my feet was badly scorched by the blast. All the bodies so far have been taken to a nearby town for identification. So far, no effort has been made to cap the leaking column, but we have been informed that a team of German scientists are on there.
Question 3. You are staying in Britain with a host family. You hear the father speaking to one of his children.
When are you going to get your hair cut? It's not long till school starts again. I thought you were going to do it yesterday.
Well, I'll have to go tomorrow or the next day. I couldn't go yesterday. It was closed.
I thought it was always shut on Wednesday afternoons.
No, it's shut all day Tuesday.
Well, look, you'll have to go today or tomorrow because Friday's a public holiday and everything will be closed then.
Not everything, Dad. The pubs will be open.
When are you going to get your hair cut? It's not long till school starts again. I thought you were going to do it yesterday.
Well, I'll have to go tomorrow or the next day. I couldn't go yesterday. It was closed.
I thought it was always shut on Wednesday afternoons.
No, it's shut all day Tuesday.
Well, look, you'll have to go today or tomorrow because Friday's a public holiday and everything will be closed then.
Not everything, Dad. The pubs will be open.
Question 4. You overhear a man at a call box telephoning an emergency breakdown service to ask for a mechanic to fix his car.
Hello. Yes, it's my car. No, I can't get it to start. No, I've tried that already. Yes, it's a 1963 Hillman Avenger. Where? It's parked right opposite the chemist. No, not the one on Baker Street, the one on the High Street. You know, beside the Green Line pub. Hello. Yes, it's my car. No, I can't get it to start. No, I've tried that already. Yes, it's a 1963 Hillman Avenger. Where? It's parked right opposite the chemist. No, not the one on Baker Street, the one on the High Street. You know, beside the Green Line pub.
Question 5. Listen to a man outside a supermarket talking to a housewife.
Excuse me, madam. I wonder if you could spare me a few minutes. I see you've bought an automatic washing powder for use in a standard front-load washing machine. You see, I work for the British Energy Conservation Council, and we're currently carrying out a survey to determine how much energy is required for an average family's washing needs. I must assure you that if you do agree to participate in our questionnaire right now, it will not be necessary for one of our representatives to visit you at home. Now, if I could just have your name and address, and possibly your telephone number? Excuse me, madam. I wonder if you could spare me a few minutes. I see you've bought an automatic washing powder for use in a standard front-load washing machine. You see, I work for the British Energy Conservation Council, and we're currently carrying out a survey to determine how much energy is required for an average family's washing needs. I must assure you that if you do agree to participate in our questionnaire right now, it will not be necessary for one of our representatives to visit you at home. Now, if I could just have your name and address, and possibly your telephone number?
Question 6. You are with a group of friends. One of them is telling you about something that happened to her at work.
Well, I was working at the desk that day, and well, it had been quite a busy morning, and it must have been about 11 o'clock when two officers brought a suspect into the station. They'd received a 999 call from a woman living in Maple Road, and as soon as I saw him, I just burst out laughing because I suppose it's not often that the head of Much Hallam CID gets pulled in on his day off. Well, I was working at the desk that day, and well, it had been quite a busy morning, and it must have been about 11 o'clock when two officers brought a suspect into the station. They'd received a 999 call from a woman living in Maple Road, and as soon as I saw him, I just burst out laughing because I suppose it's not often that the head of Much Hallam CID gets pulled in on his day off.
Question 7. Listen to this man being interviewed on the radio.
And that was a very impressive performance, but you've been involved in a bit of controversy recently.
You mean in the Silent Revolutionary?
Well, yes. One critic described it as the most utterly unpleasant 90 minutes he'd ever endured.
Well, it always was the intention of Tim Broke, the director, to be shocking, but perhaps he did misjudge the audience's reaction to some of the things that we do on stage.
But I gather you've been playing to nearly empty houses recently.
Well,
And that was a very impressive performance, but you've been involved in a bit of controversy recently.
You mean in the Silent Revolutionary?
Well, yes. One critic described it as the most utterly unpleasant 90 minutes he'd ever endured.
Well, it always was the intention of Tim Broke, the director, to be shocking, but perhaps he did misjudge the audience's reaction to some of the things that we do on stage.
But I gather you've been playing to nearly empty houses recently.
Well,
Question 8. You are on a bus tour of a British historical city. You are currently looking at St. Christopher's Memorial Hospital.
The building just coming up on our right is the St. Christopher Memorial Hospital. Founded in the late 1930s, It is considered to be one of the finest examples of this style of architecture. It is particularly noted for the unusual layout of its ornamental gardens, which are at their best in the late spring. The building has been hailed as a masterpiece, although I personally have reservations because it lacks the colour and flamboyance of many of the... The building just coming up on our right is the St. Christopher Memorial Hospital. Founded in the late 1930s, it is considered to be one of the finest examples of this style of architecture. It is particularly noted for the unusual layout of its ornamental gardens, which are at their best in the late spring. The building has been hailed as a masterpiece, although I personally have reservations because it lacks the colour and flamboyance of many of the...
That is the end of part one.